I'm Bruce Van Dyke along with Craig Adams. It's a Friday morning, and if you look in today's Chronicle Telegram, Section B, the local estate right there above the fold, is a story that says EHS Senior gets Club Award. And it says here that Rosetta Shepherd, 18, was honored during the Boys and Girls Clubs of America Youth of the Year, Ohio, Michigan State Regional Competition, April 8th and 9th in Troy, Michigan. And we're honored to have Rosie in the studio this morning. Good morning, Rosie. Thanks for joining us. Step up and have you move up to the microphone. Craig, if you can push that back. Yeah. There's about a 2-foot difference between the microphone there as well.
Get to know that thing.
Thanks. Thank you for coming in this morning before your school today.
Oh, no problem.
So let me get a little insight into what is this competition is all about. If you could explain that to our listeners.
So this competition basically is you submit three essays. A personal brand essay, which is basically explaining yourself. A club experience essay, which is explaining your club experience with the Boys and Girls Club. And then you submit what you think the future of America, like the future of America youth are. So it's basically saying, what do you think would better the Boys and Girls Club in a sense? And then you do a 3-minute speech, but you don't want to go over basically like 2:30. So I always say a 2-minute speech. And you do an interview with the judges. And after that, they have time to deliberate, and then you win.
Now, is this the first level of a competition that you were involved with? Because I guess after this, there's another step that you can take, right?
Right. The first level that I was at was actually locally, and I won locally. And then I went to state, and state was in Troy, Michigan, what I did over the past weekend. And then after that, I'm going to Chicago in July, and that will be for regional, so the whole Midwest. And then after that, once I win, I'll be going to nationals.
Wow. I like the positive thinking about that, too. Is it the same message that you have at each level, or do you have to recreate everything each time when you come up with a description of what you feel about yourself as far as, and also the club and the other message, too?
No, it's the same message, but we just do different things at each of the different ceremonies. I think we have an etiquette dinner. And a media dinner, a media class talking about how we present ourselves to the media and how we would act in an etiquette dinner or something like
okay.
that.
Well, you're getting a little of the media experience right here, so I hope we can help you on your journey here. If you could take us a little bit into what got you involved with Boys and Girls Club, how long have you been locally involved in the experience?
I've been with the Boys and Girls Club since I was 6. I'm currently 18 now, but I started working for the Boys and Girls Club when I was about 16. So other than that, my club experience was about 10 years.
Okay. So you had part of the activities, and you thought, I'd like to sort of volunteer or help out and guide other youth with
yeah.
this too.
As soon as I turned into a teenager, I was like, oh, I'm going to just be a volunteer and help out. And then once I volunteered and I helped out, I ended up actually being hired in. So...
Okay. Well, obviously, the skills they saw in you are, you know, needed for that. What is it that you like to do as far as helping out with the Boys and Girls Club? What satisfaction do you get from doing that?
Well, I think the satisfaction that I personally get is I love seeing the kids' expressions on, like, once they understand something or they get something, it's like a light bulb really goes off and their faces just light up. So I definitely enjoy that experience, and I definitely just enjoy, like, the whole mentoring process of you. No matter what background you come from, you can be anything you want to be, and I feel like I'm definitely, like, a protege of that statement, so.
Rosie, you're a teen. You're busy. Got lots of things going on. How much time do you spend with the Boys and Girls Club, like in a typical week?
I spend about 20 hours. With the Boys and Girls Club, yeah. I spend 4 hours each day, so.
And when you leave here, you're off to school this morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's new at high school today? What's going on today for you at high school?
We are we find out the nominees for prom queen, and I'm running for prom queen, so that's all that's going on at the high school.
Oh, okay. Not nervous at all, are you?
I'm not a nervous person.
Okay. Well, you obviously have to you know, get those nerves calmed when you go through something like this. So what are you going to do now to prepare for this event at Chicago? Is there anything you kind of have to rework or kind of just prepare a little harder for?
I think that I'm going to mainly focus on my speech now and just kind of clearing it up and kind of establishing more of like a time limit. My last speech was 2:46, which is good because it has to be in 3 minutes. But I think I'm just going to change it up just a little bit. So
you kind of find out when you're giving it what kind of works or what flows or what you feel comfortable with.
Definitely. When I was in Michigan, I witnessed like about 10 people's speeches. And I was like, oh, those are good speeches. Just the introduction of the speech. So I said, oh, okay, I'm going to like basically build me a better introduction because mine was just, hi, my name's Rosetta. I'm from Elyria. So
well, sometimes simple is best. You don't want to complicate things too much. But obviously then you can kind of learn from other.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a chance, I guess, to meet some of the other contestants and kind of hear a little bit about their stories?
Definitely. For the speech part, which was mainly the story, I heard about 10 different speeches from all over Ohio, and I made a couple new friends, and I made a couple new enemies. So,
I see how that works. But you probably sort of hear similar stories, almost
definitely.
Sometimes like your story echoed back in a different way, and you kind of think, wow, there's a similar, you know, I thought at some point maybe I was the only person going through this, but you realize there's a lot that of kids that have that same experience, too.
Definitely. Definitely.
Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning, and this will probably be the easiest thing you do all day. If I heard correctly, you have a class that starts, it's a French class where they don't speak anything but French in this this class?
Yes.
Like that. So, do you have any parting French words for us this morning? Are you?
Au revoir.
Au revoir. I know that means goodbye. Rosie, thank you for coming in this morning. Appreciate Rosetta Shepherd, who is Youth of the Year for the Boys and Girls Club of Lorain County. And Sandy Nomain's been here quietly supporting Rosetta. If people are interested in helping out with the Boys and Girls Club or finding out more about some of these types of things, where's a good place for them to get details on that?
They could go to our website, which is www.bgclorainecounty.org, or they can contact me, Sandy Nomain, Resource Development, at 216-287-1888. And right now, Bruce, we are serving 850 youth throughout the county.
Right. Now you have Oberlin, Elyria, Lorain, right?
Those correct. We have 14 locations right now.
Okay.
And we're also serving them. When I say serving, that's their academic success, their healthy lifestyles, which includes a meal every night and a backpack for food for the weekend, and then their character and leadership development, which Rosie is a prime example of.
You're probably very proud of her and how she's representing.
Oh, we are very proud of her, and she should be proud of herself.
Sounds great. Rosie, thank you for coming in this morning.
Appreciate it. Thank you.